The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaVerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lathrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome to the Alphond Arena here on the campus of Colby College in Waterville, Maine. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Bruce Seaman, Jason Wexler, we apologize for the late start. Usually does not take 8.5 hours to get to Waterville from Middlebury, but unfortunately it did. So here we are, 3:13 left to play first period. Middlebury and Colby tied at 1. The goals so far in this game, and we will recap that in just a little bit. Justin Grillo scoring for Colby and Michael Fahey scoring for Middlebury earlier in the period. Jason Wexler joining me, and Jason, why don't we just recap who scored what when?
7:36 in, it was a goal by Justin Grillo for Colby, and then Michael Fahey on the board to even things up at 14:02.
All right, so that is where we are at this point, and again, right now we've got 2:40 left to play in the first period, and the puck deep in the Middlebury Panthers zone. Goaltender Stephen Klein in net for the Panthers. Number 5, Dan DuPont, the captain of the Colby College Mules, with a drive that is blocked by Klein deep in the right corner right now. It's played by Griffin Fadden, who gets it back to the point to number 22. Nick O'Connor with a drive blocked by Klein as it comes into the right corner. Up to the point right now, Billy Overby at the right point. He passes it over to Phil Klitrinos, who sends it back in. And Middlebury breaks out as Jimmy McKee sends it out. And Justin Grillo, the goal scorer for the Mules, going back to retrieve it. Although Middlebury icing the puck, 1:58 left to play first period. Middlebury and Colby tied at 1.
Yeah, and Bruce, we know previous history between these two teams, a 9-1 victory for Colby at the start of the season. Again, if you're Middlebury, just forget about that and start playing your brand of hockey, which they are. They're losing the shots battle right now, though, 11-5.
All right, the faceoff coming to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. The Panthers in their road blue. And we've got Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Mike Rudolph for Colby. One by Rudolph, a drive stopped by Klein, and he will cover that. And Jason, off the faceoff there, a nice job by Rudolph pushing that forward, and Klein coming up with a big stop.
Klein doing what he's been able to do all season long. And again, Middlebury has to just make it easier for him. He's already faced too many shots, quite frankly, in the first period. They need to limit that.
All right, this faceoff coming to Klein's right. 1:51 left to play first period. Colby and Middlebury tied at 1. Rudolph taking the faceoff for Colby against Vinny Gisante. One by Rudolph, back to the point. Sean Holly with the puck for the Mule, sending it into the corner. It goes behind Klein, comes around the right side, where Connor Lloyd sends it out for Middlebury into neutral ice. Vinny Gisante racing the left circle. He's deep in the Colby zone, sends it across, looking for Eric Jeremiah, kept in by Connor Lloyd as it goes in behind the Mules goaltender Sean Lawrence, who gets the start today. Over to the left point, Brendan Dawson with a wrist shot from the point that goes wide in the right corner right now. Gisante spinning it around, and it comes above the top of the circles, out of the zone, delayed offside against Middlebury as both teams change. 1:10 left to play first period. Sean Holly for the Mules behind his netminder Lawrence, skating up the left side across to his partner Thomas Stallhuth. He sends it into neutral ice, picked off by Middlebury. Brendan Dawson pinching, gets it back out, comes to neutral ice as Eric Jeremiah for the Panthers drives it into the Colby zone. The puck in neutral ice right now. Brendan Dawson with it for Middlebury. Over to Brett Dineen. Mario Benicki at the right point as they dump it into the zone. And a pass that shot comes in by Klein. Keenan Scott coming in on Klein.
And Klein kicked that away, Bruce, with his right foot.
He kicked that away, and the net off its moorings. 35.4 seconds left. First period, Colby and Middlebury tied at one. 12 shots on goal for the Mules, 5 for the Panthers, as the officials put the net back on its moorings. And Jason, some exciting play in the Middlebury end.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Just a kick away by Stephen Klein, ever so focused, moving a little bit to his right to, again, cut off the angle.
Owen Powers taking the faceoff now for Middlebury against fourth line center Spencer Houston for the Mules. Referee getting ready to drop the puck. It's dropped. One by Houston coming back to the point. Over to Michael Decker at the right side. He dumps it back in along the boards right in front of the Middlebury bench. Charlie Parsons with it for Middlebury, and he dumps it back into neutral ice. Mitch Allen dumping it into the Colby zone. It comes back behind Lawrence. Owen Powers with pressure in the right corner. Charlie Lawrence also over there for Middlebury, as Spencer Houston for the Mules sends it out across to Justin Grillo, who sends it in on Klein behind the net over to Andrew Reese.
And it was knocked away by Cozzolito.
And he tries to center it in front. Mitch Allen in neutral ice, trying to get into the Middlebury zone, into the Colby zone, excuse me. And that's going to do it for the first period. After 20 minutes of play, 1-1 Colby and Middlebury. We'll be back to talk about it right after this. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network on 92.1 WVTK.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a newer used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum credit card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward credit card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Alphond Rink on the campus of Colby College here in Waterville, Maine. Hockey night in Middlebury, a 92.1 WVTK. Good evening, everybody. Bruce Eamon, Jason Wexler, finally here after the exodus from Middlebury. Middlebury College Panther hockey on WVTK. And after 20 minutes of play, the Panthers and Colby College Mules tied at one. The goals in that period, Justin Grillo for Colby and Michael Fahey for Middlebury. Jason, in the short amount of time we were here, a pretty exciting period.
Yeah, you're exactly right, but one of the negatives I have to get on Middlebury right away, unfortunately, they're being outshot 16-5, and that, quite simply, is not going to get it done. We talk all the time about making it an easier game for Stephen Klein. Push the puck into Kobe's offensive end and let things happen from there. Not that they're not playing aggressive enough, but they need to do a better job of making it easier for Klein in front of him. 16 shots is too many for a goaltender to have faced in the opening period.
Yeah, and just more specifically, Jason, the Colby goal coming at 7:36 of the first period, scored by right wing number 8, Justin Grillo. That is his second goal of the year. It's unassisted. Again, 7:36 of the first period. But Middlebury answered. 14:02 of the first period, Michael Fahey scoring for Middlebury. That goal also unassisted. 14:02 of the first period, and after 20 minutes of play, that is where we stand. And again, we apologize for the late start today. Just terrible traffic, terrible weather on the way down here, but the important thing is we are here. And again, the game tonight against the Colby College Mules at the Alphond Rink on WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. We will also have the game tomorrow afternoon against the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. That game at 4 o'clock, the pregame show, we hope, on the Fun Credit Union Radio Network at 3:30 tomorrow. But, Jason, so far this game for the Panthers, an important one as they get back into conference play.
Yeah, this is a must-win for the Panthers, just 1-7 coming in into the conference. Tough loss last time out against against Norwich.
Norwich.
And a 5-1 loss there. But that game, for lack of a better phrase, didn't matter because we know the only thing that matters in that sense of the word is making the NESCAC playoffs, and the top 8 teams do that. Middlebury currently sits 10th at 1-7. Directly above them, it's the Bowdoin Polar Bears, and then the tough Jumbos at 2-5-1. And again, if you're curious how that's calculated, you get a calculation by win percentage. If you get a tie, you get a half a win, and you divide the numbers up. So Middlebury not out of this, but two must-win games this weekend.
Yeah, I agree with you, and again, let me just correct myself. That goal by Michael Fahey, that is his third of the season, and Michael, with that goal, now tied as the Panthers' leading scorer with Owen Powers, who has 4 goals and 3 assists for 7 points. But again, the some of the stats from the first period, you're right, Jason. Colby outshooting Middlebury 16-5. And goaltender Stephen Klein for the Panthers has had a pretty busy first period.
Yeah, you're exactly right. He's had to face 16 shots against Middlebury on the other end, putting up just 5 shots. And again, past performance shouldn't be any indication. Middlebury got walloped their first game of the season against Colby when it was a feeling out period. And unfortunately, came up on the wrong side of that, but the lone highlight in that was Brendan Dawson's end-to-end goal. I'd like to see him get it going a little bit as we continue here.
Yeah, and for this, for the Panthers in this game, again, they are 3 points out of a playoff spot going into tonight. And as you mentioned, these are conference games, so the losses last week, especially the one to Norwich, you know, you certainly want that to, you want those games to be wins, but those do not count in the standings like games like this do. So even though Middlebury lost to Norwich 5-1 last week and were shut out by Plattsburgh on Tuesday 3-0, these are the games that matter. These are conference games. The Panthers currently in 10th place at 1-7 in the conference. But again, they are behind the Tufts University Jumbos, who are in 8th place right now at 2-5-1. So they're 3 points out. And as you said, these are games that Middlebury really needs to win this weekend.
And if you're curious where Colby stands, they're 5th, 7-7 overall, 6-4 in the conference. But they've lost their last 3 games, and they've been out. They've given up 5 goals in each of those games. Their last game, a 5-1 loss to the University of New England.
Yeah, so we'll come back in a minute, and we will recap a little bit more of the first period here from the Alphond Rink in Waterville, Maine. The score after 20 minutes of play, Colby and Middlebury tied at 1. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll to the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman. Midway through the game between the Colby College Mules and the Middlebury College Panthers. We're not at one after goals by Justin Grillo and Michael Fahey. Time now to take a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scores. Trinity and Tufts scoreless. 30 seconds to go in that first period. At the end of the first, Williams tied up with Bowdoin. It's 1-1. Wesleyan and Connecticut College, they're tied at nothing at the end of the first. And like I said, Middlebury and Colby tied at one in an all-important game for the Middlebury College Panthers. We'll take a break and come back with more, including the second period of action. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
At Christopher Chevrolet, there's no business like snow business. Let us warm your hearts and leave you with money to burn on these sizzling deals. New 2017 Chevy Silverado Double Rally Cab, now just $39,995 with savings of over $10,000. New 2017 Chevy Silverado 3500 Crew High Country, a rare beauty, now $52,360 with $6,000 in savings. Our Silverados crash it like snow big deal. How about 2017 Chevy Cruze LT for $19,370 with $4,000 off MSRP? And Christopher Chevy is always looking for clean trades. We have a wide selection of vehicles from $49.95 and a fast auto approval program. It's easy to apply online at ChristopherChevy.com. Take advantage of these snow day savings now through January 15th. Christopher Chevy in Ticonderoga, New York, or 24/7 at ChristopherChevy.com. All offers plus tax, tag, title, and dealer fee. All incentives and rebates assigned to dealers. See dealer for details. Double cab MSRP 5290, stock 177065. Crew cab MSRP 59630, stock 177170. Cruise MSRP 23870, stock 171015.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WBTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WBTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1, WBTK.
Welcome back to the Alphon Brink on the campus of Colby College in Waterville, Maine. Period 2 between the Colby College Mules and Middlebury Panthers. Tied at 1 after 20 minutes of play. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Mike Rudolph of the Mules. Won by Rudolph deep into the Colby zone where the puck is picked up by Justin Grillo. Lost to Middlebury, comes out of the zone. Brendan Dawson back for the Panthers as he tries to send it back in. Tipped in by Owen Powers, gloved by Sean Lawrence, who will come out of his crease to grab that. 19:35 left to play second period. Colby and Middlebury tied at 1. The goal scorers in this game at 7:36 of the first period, Justin Grillo for the Mules, his second of the season. And then the Panthers answering at 14:02 of the first period, Michael Fahey, his third of the year, to tie the game at 1. This faceoff to the right of Lawrence, Vinny Gisanti taking the faceoff against Spencer Hewson. Won by Gisanti, but the puck comes back into the Middlebury zone where it is picked up by the Mules' Mario Benicki. He sends it around the boards. Picked up by Camille Tkachuk. Brings it to center ice. Drops it back to David Bellucci, sending it across to his defense partner, Ryan Ash. They dump it into the Colby zone where Lawrence sends it back off his stick up the left side. Scott coming up with it for the Mules. Sends it across to Benicki at the right, in the right corner. Comes in front of Klein. Taken back by Gisanti. Taken again by Colby. Keenan Scott with a drive, a backhand, and it's saved by Klein.
Klein almost looked like he was screened in front, but a good job just staying with the play, keeping his tunnel vision on the puck.
Yeah, the Panthers having a tough time clearing it out on that exchange. And Colby doing a nice job bringing pressure on Klein. And again, we'll get to some of the keys for this game momentarily. But so far in this game, Colby outshooting Middlebury 18-5. This faceoff coming to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury against John Rourke for Colby. Won by Rourke. Back to the point where Phil Quitrinos loses it. It comes back out deep now in the Colby zone. Billy Overby with the puck for the Mules. Sends it around the boards. And it's flipped out into neutral ice. Frank Cozzolito with the puck for the Panthers. Bouncing it off the boards. Rourke with it for Colby. Taken back by Cozzolito. Over to Brett Dineen. who is sent flying by Mike Rudolph. Puck now deep in the Colby zone. And it's in the left corner. Jimmy McKee with the puck now for Middlebury. Sent it around behind Lawrence's net. Out to the point. He sends it in. A shot by Brendan Dawson. Another backhand. Lawrence with a big save. It comes into the right corner. Right now, Dan DuPont, the captain, sends it around. It comes all the way down. And icing is waved off as both teams change. Ryan Ash with the puck now for the Panthers. Excuse me, Eric Jeremiah with the puck for the Panthers. Sends it up to his defense partner, Brendan Dawson. Tries to get out over to Owen Powers, who sends it up to Mitch Allen on the left side. Allen along the boards looking for Dawson, pinching. Dawson with a wrist shot. That goes wide. I think Lawrence got a piece of that. It comes up along the right side. Colby sending it into the zone. Spencer Hewson for the Mules, dumping it in behind the net. Still behind Klein's net. And Griffin Fadden with the puck for the Mules in the left corner. Over to Hewson, who skates out above the left circle. He skates in. He looks like he's going to take a wrist shot. Hewson goes down. No call. Puck in the corner. Griffin Fadden boarding one of the Panthers.
Too much indecision there. He wasn't sure when he was going to shoot it.
Yeah, good call there. Eric Jeremiah with the puck for Middlebury, sending it back into neutral ice. And it comes back. Brendan Dawson with the puck now at the left circle. Sends it over to his partner, Jeremiah. Over to Charlie Parsons on the left side. He dumps it in. And Lawrence for the Mules comes out. And he sends it over to Andrew Reese, who sends it up to a streaking Mike Rudolph. Taken back by Middlebury. If Middlebury hurries, they've got a 3-on-2. Giusanti at the left circle. He sends a wrist shot in and he scores! Giusanti over to Camille Tkachuk. That goal coming at 3:44 of the second period. The Panthers coming up the ice on a 3-on-2. Giusanti sending the puck across to Camille Tkachuk. And they bury that. And on their seventh shot of the game, the Panthers are up 2-1.
Fantastic pass there to set it up to Camille Tkachuk. And Camille Tkachuk able to get on the scoreboard.
That's an even strength goal coming at 3:44 of the second period. And the Panthers doing a nice job getting the puck up the ice quickly. And they take a 2-1 lead. Giusanti right now taking the faceoff against Nick O'Connor. Won by Giusanti, but it scoots back into the Panthers zone. They lose it back into neutral ice. And O'Connor with it for the Mules. He sends it into the Colby zone where Giusanti gets off a quick shot that Lawrence makes a nice save on. He went to the butterfly and he was able to stop that.
And by the way, the first goal of the season for Camille Tkachuk. Again, on a beautiful feed by Giusanti. Thought he was going to fire it, passed it across, and the dish working to perfection.
All right, the faceoff coming to the left of goaltender Sean Lawrence, who's been busy in the opening stages of this second period. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury against John Rourke for Colby. And a point-blank shot by McKee, saved by Lawrence. And here come the Panthers. They send it back into neutral ice. Dan DuPont with the puck for Colby. Loses to David Bellucci. And the Panthers send it in. And they are offsides. 15:44 left to play. Second period. Middlebury now with a 2-1 lead.
And we're brought to you by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes. Foster Motors, home of the week care people on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Vermont Field Sports for all your sports and hunting needs. And a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
So Middlebury up 2-1 right now. The faceoff just outside the Colby defensive zone. We're still waiting for the official scoring on that goal, but I believe it was Tkachuk from Giusanti. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff now for Middlebury against Hewson for Colby as they dump it deep into the Middlebury zone. And here come the Panthers. Jimmy McKee bringing it up along the right side. He dumps it into the Colby zone as both teams change. Michael Decker with the puck now for Colby as he skates it up along the right side, scooting to the left side into neutral ice where he's met by Jack Flanagan. The puck sent up into the Colby zone where Lawrence has to play it. He sends it across to Reese, who sends it into neutral ice. He sends a pass across to Grillo. Across to Cam McDonald, who has got it in the left corner. It scoots out, and Owen Powers picks the puck up for Middlebury along the left boards.
Mitch Allen, Bruce on that goal, credit for his first assist of the year, as well as Camille Kachuk, who scored.
So the puck now deep in the Middlebury defensive zone. Out to the left point, Holly with it for the Mules. Mike Rudolph from the right point, he sends a shot in that is deflected into the protective netting. 14:39 left to play second period. Middlebury 2-1, and although the Panthers have been outshot 2-1, 18-9 so far, they've brought it so far in the second period.
It's all about the energy you're bringing now. It's what have you done for me lately? And right now they're bringing the energy and forcing the issue on the offensive end.
O'Connor for the Mules, Jasanti for the Panthers, won by O'Connor. Scoots back out into neutral ice. And here come the Panthers. Michael Fahey with a shot that he is trying to get across. Jeremiah keeps it in to Kachuk. And that one is blocked by the Colby Netminder, who has been busy so far this second period. The Middlebury Panthers with some pressure in this second period. Eric Jeremiah back behind Klein as he looks to break out. He sends it across to Jasanti to Kachuk on the left wing. They dump it in. Lawrence comes out for the Mules, looks to set that up. He leaves it for his defenseman, Michael Decker, who sends it across to Mario Benicchi on the right side. Benicchi over to center, Nick O'Connor, and that's broken up by Jimmy McKee, who skates along the left side. He is met by Michael Decker as the puck goes behind Lawrence and into the right corner. Decker with the puck for Colby. Back behind Lawrence, Danny Tai with the puck as they try to get it to the point. Brett Dineen sending it in. It is now again behind Lawrence into the right corner this time. Jimmy McKee in the right corner. A couple of number sixes mixing it up. McKee for Middlebury and Reese for Colby as it scoots out over the left side. And Colby, due to some pressure there, has iced the puck. 13:19 left to play second period. 2-1 Middlebury. And Jason, so far this period, Middlebury has certainly shown a high-energy offense.
Yeah, you're exactly right, but on that last defensive sequence, great job by Colby communicating, wedging the puck into the right corner, not allowing Jimmy McKee to send it back to the point on the near side from right to left. Good communication there, that's a result of.
All right, so the face-off to the right of goaltender Sean Lawrence for the Mules, who's been busy so far this period. Owen Powers taking the face-off for Middlebury against J.P. Schulin. For Colby, the referee getting ready to drop the puck. One by Schulin, comes to the left side. Picked up by Keenan Scott on the left wing. He dumps it into the Middlebury defensive zone, where J.P. Schulin back behind Klein. He's looking for someone to pass to. It's broken up by Powers, who sends it along the right board. Mitch Allen tips it. It goes back into neutral ice. Picked up by Rourke for the Mules, sending it across. Phil Clitrinos for the Mules, trying to get it deeper, but it's picked up by Middlebury. Back to Klein, who sticks it into the... Clitrinos with a centering pass. J.P. Schulin broken up by the Panthers. A dangerous play there. Colby with a pass right in front. And we talked about those turnovers, and that was one there that almost made the Panthers pay. The puck dumped in deep into the Colby zone. Lawrence out. And this one is picked up by his defenseman Sean Holly, who sends it along the left side. It's over to Rourke at the left circle. And that one is broken up by Zach Hale of the Mules. Unintentionally, I think, because they're teammates. But taken over on the left side by Camille Kachuk, who sends it over to Dawson, who is back behind Klein, looking for Mitch Allen, who dumps it in. And it comes deep into the Colby zone. DuPont with the puck for the Mule, sending it along the right side. And it's back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Camille Kachuk with the puck on the left side for Middlebury. Comes back into the Colby zone. Stahlhuth sends it back across to DuPont. He's waiting for his teammate to get back onside. Colby still offsides. Brendan Dawson back behind Klein for Middlebury. 11:34 left to play second period. Middlebury leading 2-1. Michael Fahey with the puck out from the breakout pass from Dawson. He is met right on the boards. Big check by Rudolph, one of the captains for the Mules. Sent into the defensive zone of the Mules. Matt Danner with a shot for Middlebury. Comes back out. Brett Dineen with the puck for Middlebury. He skates in, sends it over to Danner with a drive, and that hits the side of the net. Lawrence had to come out to stop that. No rebound. As the Mules send it deep into the Middlebury zone. Cam McDonald with pressure on Frank Cozzolito, who sends it across to Deneen. And it comes back out into neutral ice. Mike Rudolph for the Mules, dumping it back in. 10:44 left to play, second period. Middlebury leading 2-1 over Colby. Matt Danner with the puck along the left boards. He leaves it for Jimmy McKee, who skates up. He's also got Danny Tye with him. Dumped in again, and Sean Lawrence out again to play it for Colby. McDonald now sending it up for Colby. O'Connor dumping it in to the Middlebury zone, but it's sent back out. Holly with the puck along the left boards for Colby. He passes it back to DuPont in his zone. They send it back out. And Nick O'Connor tipping it as it kind of sneaks in on goaltender Stephen Klein, who will hold on to that. 10:11 left to play in the second period. 2-1 Middlebury.
I don't know if I agree with that, to hold up on the puck. I would have just tossed it behind me and continued the action.
Yeah, I think you might be right on that. I mean, they had some pressure going there. Powers taking the faceoff now for Middlebury against John Rourke for the Mules. Won by Rourke. Back to the point. Sent back behind Klein. And J.P. Schulin with the puck for Colby. He loses it. It comes back out into the Colby zone. Lawrence out again. He's been very active tonight, getting the puck going. And it's back in the Mule zone. Charlie Lawrence trying to get something going. Klitschrinos gets a puck for Colby. Stahlhuth sends it across to Schulin, who sends that across to John Rourke. Back to the point. Stahlhuth with a shot that's blocked by the Middlebury defense. And here comes Mitch Allen for Middlebury along the left side. He's met up by Stahlhuth, who does a nice job walling him off. The puck now with Dawson, who pinches in. Middlebury's got it. And a shot right in front of Lawrence. A big stop. And Klitschrinos with the puck for Colby. He's skating all alone right now. Now he gets help. Spencer Houston comes in. That's broken up by Middlebury and sent back into the Colby defensive zone. Goaltender Sean Lawrence acting almost like a third defenseman back there, kind of directing traffic. We'll talk about that more in a second. That's a big asset for a team. But Michael Decker for Colby, sending it up to number 19, Mario Benicki, who sends a drive that goes wide as it goes back behind the net. And Zach Hale for Colby along the boards with Jack Flanagan in the right corner, sends it around to Frank Cozzolito. He's battling with Mike Rudolph, who has it again behind the net. He tries to send it in front. Andrew Reese with a drive. He sends it across to Cam McDonald, who makes another shot on net that's stopped by Klein. And here comes Michael Fahey. He's got Vinny Gisanti and Jack Flanagan with him. They come in on Lawrence. A point that comes out to Belushi with a drive, and that's wide. And a whole bunch of players come together. Lawrence for the Mules just got mauled. No call. And McDonald for the Mules sending it back to center ice, where McDonald and Holly send it back in. DuPont with the puck. Over to O'Connor, shot! Nice stop by Klein, who sticks out the big right leg and sends that into the corner. Holly again for the Mules, over to DuPont, who sends it into neutral ice. Connor Lloyd for Middlebury, sending it deep into the Colby defensive zone. DuPont now behind his netminder, Sean Lawrence, who looks to be okay after taking a tumble when a bunch of players came together. Good thing to see that he's okay. DuPont skates up along the left side. He sends it over to Justin Grillo, who loses it to Danny Tye, who skates up along the right side. He's got Connor Lloyd with him and also Ryan Ash, who had pinched from the left point. It comes around. And Danny Tye loses it. However, it comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone. And Mario Benicki gets a shot off from just above the left circle, the right circle, excuse me, that Klein goes down to stop. 7:13 left to play, second period. Middlebury leading 2-1 despite being outshot 22-10.
Make that 23-11, Bruce.
23-11. Vinny Gisanti, excuse me, Owen Powers taking the faceoff now against Mario Benicki. Won by Benicki, back to the point where it comes around the boards, and he leaves it for Phil Klitschrinos. He's battling the corner with defenseman Billy Overby, who's pinched. Overby loses it to Brendan Dawson, who skates across center ice. He sends it over to Charlie Parsons with a wrist shot that goes wide. Clitorinos for Colby. Sending it across to his partner, Thomas Stallhuth. Another defenseman pinching right there. Mario Benicki, the left wing for Colby. Now he sends a shot across. That one goes wide. Spencer Hewson over to Decker above the top of the circles at the top of the point. Clitorinos trying to hit Hewson, but it comes back outside, broken up by Middlebury. And Shulin, for Colby, trying to get it in. Broken up by Middlebury in the left corner. Over to Reese at the left point. Hewson doing a nice job keeping it in. And a shot back to the point, broken up by Charlie Parsons. Back to Brendan Dawson, who sends it around. And Reese at the left circle for Colby with a drive, and that is stopped by Klein. 5:56 left to play, second period. Big stop there by Panthers goaltender Stephen Klein, who has played fairly well tonight so far. He's covered all the angles, and he is making sure that he is not giving up big rebounds. He's played well so far tonight.
Yeah, but he looked that one into his chest again, moving to his right to make the stop.
Mike Rudolph taking the faceoff against Vinny Gisanti. Won by Gisanti, back into the point to Brett Dineen. And it bounces out into neutral ice. Camille Tkachuk skating hard. The puck back into the Colby zone. Dan DuPont, the captain, one of the captains for Colby, with the puck now sending it to Overby at the left side, right in front of the Colby bench, dumping it in. Mike Rudolph in the left corner. He's with Frank Cozzolito right now. And Justin Grillo, they send it around. And it comes out of the zone. Sean Lawrence way out of his net for Colby, trying to make something happen. You got to be careful with that because you can have a turnover and things don't look good for your hero when that happens. That being said, Dan DuPont with the puck. He sends it into, and he loses it as Gisanti gets it for the Panthers. Gisanti with a drive that goes wide. It's back to the point now to David Bellucci with the drive and a nice block by McDonald for Colby. Bellucci with a blast that McDonald got part of. The puck now along the left boards. Matt Danner along the boards with Michael Fahey and Justin Grillo for the Mules as it comes into the left corner. DuPont sends it around where some of the Panthers are waiting. Grillo racing into the Middlebury zone on the right side looking for someone to pass to. It's out to the point where Stallhuth dancing with the puck, and it is broken up by Danner, who sends it over to Danny Tai. He skies that, and it bounces off one of the steel supports here at the Alfond Rink. 4:24 left to play, second period. 2-1 Middlebury. Shots on goal in this game. 23 for Colby, 11 for Middlebury. But Jason, the all-important number, the 2-1 score that the Panthers have right now.
Yeah, they're bringing such energy. Now need to bring it on the defensive end.
All right, Thomas Stallhuth for the Mules, dumping it into the Middlebury defensive zone. It's in the right corner right now. Brett Dineen doing a nice job walling off Keenan Scott. And it comes back out. Danny Tai with the puck for Middlebury into neutral ice. Scott with the puck for Colby, circling, looking for somebody to pass to. Broken up by Tai, who dumps it into the Colby defensive zone, the right corner. Holly back for the Mules. Danny Tai in on him, and we have a penalty. It is a roughing call. 3:54 left to play in the second period. Middlebury up 2-1. And it's going to be Danny Tai for Middlebury going to the box.
Tai didn't agree with that call.
So this will be Colby's first power play opportunity of the game on the year. They're 11 for 61, 18%. Middlebury's penalty kill has been pretty good, 85.5%. Powers taking the faceoff from Middlebury along with Rudolph. Won by Rudolph. Back to the point. A shot from the point that Klein stopped. And Eric Jeremiah for the Panthers doing a nice job sending that right out. The puck comes deep into the Colby zone, left by Lawrence, who comes out to play it. Sends it over to McDonald, and it's picked up by Middlebury back into the zone. Brendan Dawson taking his time, wasting some of that valuable penalty time. So it is a boarding call against Tai. The puck deep in the Colby defensive zone right now. Justin Grillo, right wing Justin Grillo, coming out, skating into neutral ice. Rudolph for the Mules, dumping it into the defensive zone of the Panthers. Decker with the puck for Colby at the left point. Back to Decker. Sends it across to Houston at the point. Houston back to Decker, looking for Decker, who's also got Keenan Scott in the left corner. He's met by Brendan Dawson. Nick O'Connor now with the puck for Colby. Sends it into the left corner. Keenan Scott with the puck, along with O'Connor again. O'Connor's dancing with the puck in the corner. The Panthers doing a nice job killing this. 45 seconds left. The puck back to the point. A shot by Decker that Klein got a part of. And we have another whistle. And the referee's arm is up again. And with 2:34 left to play in the second period, I think we're going to have matching minors here.
And Middlebury's got 40 seconds to go on their penalty kill.
Yeah, so Scott's going to go off for Colby, and Dawson going off for the Panthers. It looks like these will be matching minors. At least that's the way it looks right now. They're not on the board. So right now, yes, so they'll skate 5-on-4. Those are matching minors to Scott and Dawson. 2:34 left to play, second period. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Losing it to Rudolph. Comes back to the point. Decker at the left point. Sending it deep into the zone. Phil Klitrinos back to Decker. Over to Houston. Klitrinos back to the left circle. Tries to center it. Broken up by the Middlebury defense. A nice job by Middlebury in breaking that up. Houston back in the Colby defensive zone, where it's sent deep back in by Middlebury. Vinny Gisante and Camille Kachuk doing a nice job on the penalty kill there. Back to Michael Decker, who sends it up, trying to get it in the zone, but Ryan Ash doing a nice job for the Panthers, breaking that up, and the Panthers have killed off that power play, and Mitch Allen with the puck for Middlebury, trying to get something going here. And Michael Decker for Colby sends it over to Klitrinos, a shot that Klein makes a stop on, using that left leg, the right leg, excuse me, sending that into the corner. Back to the point, a drive. Thomas Stahlhuth with a shot that went wide behind Klein. And Charlie Parsons getting it out, and he succeeds. And if the Panthers hurry, they can get something going here. A 3-on-2. Sean Lawrence of the Mules leaving that for his teammate, Klitrinos. J.P. Shulin now with the puck for Colby. Loses it to Middlebury. Mitch Allen now skating up along the left side. He's got Charlie Parsons at center. Also Owen Powers, Frank Cozzolito, and Brett Dineen, the five skaters for the Panthers. It's back behind Lawrence as we're under 1 minute of play. And we have a whistle. And so we've got 53.9 seconds left. And it looks like the official is saying that it deflected off one of the steel stanchions again. So the faceoff is going to come to the left of goaltender Sean Lawrence, who's been busy this period. Vinny Gisante taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Zach Hale for Colby. Won by Colby, back behind Lawrence. And the puck scoots out of the Mules defensive zone, deep now in the Middlebury zone as it scoots all the way back. Eric Jeremiah from Middlebury skating up along the left side. He's got Camille Kachuk, who dumps it deep into the Colby zone. It's in the right corner now. Vinny Gisante deep in the zone. It's back behind Lawrence again as Andrew Reese with the puck for Colby in the right corner sends it across to his partner, Michael Decker. Decker over to Reese again. Over to Grillo for the Mules as it comes into center ice. And here come the Mules. Rudolph with a shot that goes wide, that Klein comes out and uses the big stick to send to the left corner. And that's going to do it. After 40 minutes of play, 2-1 Middlebury. We'll come back and recap all the exciting action in the second period. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bibbets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Thinking about a newer used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
40 minutes played, 40 minutes of excellent hockey here at the Alfond Rink on the campus of Colby College, the home of the Colby College Mules. You're listening to Hockey Night in Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. And again, after 40 minutes of play, the Panthers leading Colby 2-1. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler live here at the Alfond Rink, which is always a great place to watch a hockey game. And Jason, after 40 minutes, Middlebury playing with a sense of urgency tonight for sure.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It was great to see them respond for what was their 14th goal there in the first period. And it's always great to see a team respond when you get down fairly early on in the game. And then they were able to take the lead on a beautiful feed by Vinny Giussani.
Yeah, absolutely. They've played very well in this period. And again, tied 1-1 after 20 minutes of play. And then at 3:44 of the second period, Kamil Tkachuk scoring a big goal that was set up by hard work by Vinny Giussani, who sends it up to a streaking Mike Rudolph. Taken back by Middlebury. If Middlebury hurries, they've got a 3-on-2. Giussani at the left circle. He sends a wrist shot in and he scores! Giussani over to Kamil Tkachuk. That goal coming at 3:44 of the second period. The Panthers coming up the ice on a 3-on-2. Jasanti sending the puck across to Kamil Tkachuk, and they bury that. And on their seventh shot of the game, the Panthers are up 2-1. Just a terrific play by not only Vinny Jasanti, but also Michael Fahey, who initially was credited with an assist. We'll have to see if that stays, if that becomes a fact. But again, Kamil Tkachuk doing a nice job scoring his second goal of the season. A shot coming from right above the top of the right circle that just beat Sean Lawrence, making it 2-1 Middlebury.
What I liked about that, though, the setting up by Jasanti, looked to me like he was going to shoot it. Quick dish across, and Lawrence didn't look completely ready for that one from the top of the right circle.
No, I think you're 100% right about that. And I will say this, Middlebury has played with definitely tonight with a sense of urgency, and they definitely look like they mean business. We talked a lot this season about Vinny Jasanti and what he brings to this team. And on that play, that was just all set up because of hard work.
And Vinny Jasanti, known as a goal scorer, but a guy that can dish it out as well. We always, and you know, I've especially been gung-ho on this, that the passes need to be better. That's how a pass sets up a shot. We saw it right there.
And in that period, shots on goal for the Colby College Mules, 10. For the Panthers, 7. So far, game total, 26 for Colby, 12 for Middlebury. But again, the important one, the big two on the scoreboard for Middlebury against 1 for Colby. We'll talk a little bit more about the action in the second period. We'll also take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and a look at the NHL out-of-town scoreboard. But again, after 40 minutes of play, 2-1 Middlebury, you are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The all-new BMW X3 wasn't built for everyone. It was engineered for those who share the desire for more. More passion, more ambition, more making every second count. More spontaneity, more curiosity, more venturing off the beaten path. More traveling, more exploring, more leaving your comfort zone and never returning. With a level of performance you expect from a BMW. iDrive 6.0 with an intuitive touchscreen. Available safety features like active blind spot detection, an active lane keeping assistant, and next generation xDrive intelligent all-wheel drive. The all-new BMW X3 was built to handle whatever road, terrain, or adventure is ahead, no matter what. Because for some, more isn't a maybe, it's a must. Come in and test drive the all-new BMW X3 at your local BMW center today. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Learn more at the Automaster BMW, ahead of the curve. Shelburne Road in Shelburne, Vermont, and at theautomasterbmw.com. Special lease and finance offers available by the Automaster through BMW Financial Services.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Time for the out-of-town scoreboard look. Tufts leading Trinity 1-0 that game at the end of the second period. Bowdoin beating Williams right now 3-1. That game also at the end of the second period. The team that Middlebury will face tomorrow. Connecticut College 1, Wesleyan 1. That game at the end of the second. And like I mentioned here in Waterville, Maine, Middlebury with a 2-1 lead over Colby. And if you're curious again where Bowdoin stands, they're 9th in the NESCAC at a 2-8 record. Middlebury 1-7, but currently with a 2-1 lead here over Colby College. As we check out the NHL scoreboard real quick, two games in action. Canadiens and Capitals are knotted at nothing at the end of the first period. Panthers lead the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1. 3 minutes to go there in the first period, and later on, Kings will skate against the Ducks. We'll come back with more, including the third period of action. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey at 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Alphonse Rink here on the campus of Colby College, Waterville, Maine. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. We're after 40 minutes of play. Middlebury College Panthers 2, the Colby College Mules 1, in a game that Colby has outshot Middlebury 26-12, but the only number that matters, the big 2 on the scoreboard for Middlebury against a 1 for Colby College.
Well, it's the biggest number that matters. Another number, Bruce, that I'm paying attention to, faceoffs 1, 28 for the Mules and just 11 for Middlebury. And as Mr. LaBerge would know, Middlebury needs an insurance goal here in the third period.
Oh, man. That was not... Do you get paid for those jokes?
Because sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. So, Jason, as we get ready to kick off the third period here at the Alphonse Rink, one of the numbers that I'm a little concerned about that I think we may have to watch in this third period is third period scoring. Now, the Colby College Mules have outscored the opposition 18-12 in the third period. while the Panthers have been outscored 21-5. So it bears watching if Middlebury can hold this lead.
And we say it all the time, finish strong if you're Middlebury.
Yeah, well, they're going to want to hold this lead. There hasn't been many games this season where they've had the opportunity to hold this lead. So we'll see what they are able to do as we enter potentially the final 20 minutes of play, barring overtime, of course.
And if you're just joining us, the Middlebury goal is by Michael Fahey and Camille Kachuk off a beautiful pass by Vinny Jassani. The goal early on for Colby that set the scene was a goal by Justin Grillo. Again, 2-1, Middlebury stands, and we're ready to go for the third period.
The Colby College Mules skating from left to right in their white and blue uniforms. The Panthers in their road blues skating right to left. Goaltender Sean Lawrence for the Mules. Goaltender Stephen Klein for the Panthers. As we get ready to take the faceoff, Mike Rudolph against Owen Powers, won by Powers. As the puck scoots along the right boards and a turnover as Cam McDonald picks it up and almost gets a shot off, but Mitch Allen doing a nice job for the Panthers, picking that back up and sending it across to Brendan Dawson, who loses it to McDonald. Grillo with a shot that is blockered off by Klein, who lost sight of that. Sent it into the left corner where the Panthers try to get it out. And it's along the boards for Dawson, who is back behind Klein. Sends it over to Eric Jeremiah, who sends it to a streaking Michael Fahey, who's got Vinny Jassanti with a 3-on-1. Jassanti across to Kachuk. He's not able to get his stick on that as Nick O'Connor broke that up. The puck in the left corner. Jassanti for the Panthers in the corner over to Kachuk. Back behind Lawrence. He sends it around. And Keenan Scott for the Mules has it skating up along the left side, dumping it in. It's picked up by O'Connor with a shot that goes wide into the right corner over to Staluth. At the right point, a shot that is blocked as Jassanti brings it out for Middlebury, dumps it into the zone, and Middlebury has iced the puck. 18:38 left to play, third period, 2-1 Middlebury. Shots on goal for the game so far, 27 for Colby, 12 for Middlebury, and Jason, you can expect Colby to bring this in the third period.
Yeah, you're exactly right, but on that last second, if I was Jassanti, I would just keep going with the puck, to be honest. He dumped it looking for a change. Just take it out.
All right, the face-off to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. John Rourke taking the face-off against Owen Powers. Powers sends it up, and a shot by Connor Lloyd that Lawrence has to send into the corner. It's along the right side right now. Sound around the boards by Billy Overby as it bounces into neutral ice off the boards where Danny Tye drives it back in. DuPont for the Mules back behind his net. Sends it over to his partner, Billy Overby, who tries to get it out. It scoots into neutral ice. Rourke racing deep into the Middlebury zone. Rourke meets up with Frank Cozzolito in the right corner.
Great forecheck.
Absolutely. And J.P. Schulin with the puck for Colby behind Klein. Jimmy McKee sends it out. A turnover in front. Houston with a wrist shot. And that comes out in front. And a whole bunch of Mules right in front of Klein. Another shot. That is blocked. Phil Klitrianos for Colby trying to tip that in. Lawrence coming back out. A nice rink-wide pass from Lawrence, who sends it over to Houston. At the top of the left circle, behind the net right now. As the Mules over to Griffin Fadden, behind the net over to Houston at the right circle as it comes right in between the circles. Here comes Charlie Lawrence, 1-on-3. He's got Mitch Allen with him. He centers it. A shot that goes wide into the corner. Owen Powers at the left circle over to Brendan Dawson. Over to Jeremiah with a wrist shot from the right circle. That goes wide back to the left point, driven back in by Dawson. The Panthers cycling with the puck. Owen Powers in the left corner right now. He's looking for Jeremiah, but it scoots out over his stick into neutral ice as the Mules change. And a pass back into neutral ice off the boards, and it's going to go all the way down. And there is no icing. Sean Holly for Colby sending it up to center ice. Mike Rudolph dumping it into the Middlebury zone. A shot that goes over the right shoulder of goaltender Stephen Klein. McDonald for Colby. Trying to get that set up. Back to Lawrence, who sends it up to Grillo. Here comes Grillo dumping the puck into the Middlebury zone. Ryan Ash gets it out to Vinny Gisante, who dumps it back in. And Middlebury is changing now as Colby looks to get the offense going again. We've got Sean Holly skating along the right side, right into the Middlebury zone. He's got Rudolph. He's looking for Rudolph, and the puck scoots out. And Middlebury has iced the puck. So 15:43 left to play in the third period. Middlebury holding on to a 2-1 lead, despite being outshot a little bit more to 2-1. 29 shots for Colby, 14 for Middlebury. But right now, Middlebury with a 2-1 lead.
And Middlebury doing a great job of not letting up. Again, you need another goal to feel comfortable.
Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff against Nick O'Connor. Won by O'Connor back into the right corner, the left corner, excuse me. Back behind Klein. It comes out in front. Mario Benicchi looking for the puck. No sell. As it bounces back out, here comes Matt Danner on the right circle looking for someone to pass to. He's trying to get a streaking Jimmy McKee, and here comes Colby. Benicchi on the right side above the right circle looking for someone to pass to. Sends it in front. It goes wide. The puck along the boards. Matt Danner takes it over the left side, and it comes into the Colby zone. Danner at the left circle with a shot that deflects off something and hits the back wall. And so the faceoff will be outside, I believe. Oh, it must have deflected off a Middlebury stick. So the faceoff will come to the right of goaltender Sean Lawrence, who has made 14 saves tonight. Mario Benicchi taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. Won by Powers. Back to Allen at the left point. Griffin Fadden with the puck for Colby. Sends it in. Comes back out. Here comes Owen Powers. A two-on-one with Allen. Looks for Allen. And that is broken up by the Colby defense. Andrew Reese with the puck. Here he comes. He's looking for Rourke. Dumps it into the Middlebury zone. Over to Shulin. Sends it in front. Broken up by the Middlebury defense. Owen Powers along the right side. And that is broken up by Sean Holly. He's got Phil Quitrinos who dumps it in. It's in the right corner. And picked up by Brendan Dawson, who skates along the right side, circling back, looking for Eric Jeremiah off the boards. Picked up by Stahlhuth, looking for McFadden, but picked off by Gisante. The puck now in the left corner as it goes around. Sent back in by Houston, now in the left corner. Zach Hale with the puck for the Mules. Bounce it back in as the puck bounces in front of Klein. Griffin McFadden doing a nice job sending it in. And the puck comes all the way back into the Colby defensive zone. Lawrence for the Mules comes out to play it. As the Mules look to get something set up here, Sean Holly skates it up on the left side over to his partner Thomas Stahlhuth, who sends it into the Middlebury zone. In the right corner, he looks to center it, but that is broken up as his teammate Cam McDonald gets it back to the point. Andrew Reese at the left point, looking for someone to pass to. It's broken up by Jimmy McKee, who can't get it out. It comes back into the left corner. Cam McDonald with the puck. He's sending it around to Rudolph. Back to McDonald behind Klein. Still in the zone, Dan DuPont for the Mules along the boards. He's also got Justin Grillo with him. They try to center it, but that one is broken up by David Bellucci. But it's knocked back in, and the Panthers can't get it out. The puck behind Klein. Cam McDonald bringing pressure as it is now in the right corner. Mike Rudolph in the corner. Rudolph still in the corner battling with Cam McDonald, his teammate. Comes to the point, a shot! Oh, and it goes wide. And we have a penalty. It's an interference call.
He touched it at a crease.
Ryan Ash going to the box. 2 minutes for interference. 12:34 left to play. Third period. Middlebury leading 2-1, but being outshot 2-1. 30 shots on goal for Colby, 15 for Middlebury. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Well, now they're changing it. Now it's going to be the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Owen Powers taking the face off for Middlebury against Nick O'Connor. One by Powers. And it comes into the right corner. Keenan Scott and Phil Clitorinos with the puck, sending it around. Clitorinos centered in front, centered. Clitorinos with it again. That's to the point. Houston at the right point. To the left point, Michael Decker. He's looking for Scott. Over to Houston at the right point. Back to Scott, who sends it back in to Clitorinos. Over to Houston, who sends it, and he shoots and scores! Spencer Houston with a wrist shot from the right circle under the blocker of Stephen Klein. And Colby has tied this game at two.
Chalk that all up to organization, moving the puck around, cycling it from left to right, back to left. And again, an opening there on the power play. Middlebury not able to kill off that power play, and we're tied at two.
And Phil Clitorinos, the left wing for Colby, doing an outstanding job getting essentially mugged in the corner. Getting the point, getting the shot to Houston at the right circle, who sent a nice wrist shot in that beat Klein 2-2 with 11:54 left to play in the second period. And the face-off at center ice. Powers and Rourke won by Powers, but the Colby Collins wheels offsides. So the face-off right outside the Middlebury defensive zone. John Rourke taking the face-off against Vinny Gisanti. 11:52 left to play, third period. The game now tied. Won by Rourke. As Rourke dances with the puck into the Middlebury zone, Klein has to come out and play it. It's in the right corner. And Fahey with the puck for the Panthers. Sends it back around the boards. Brett Dineen for Middlebury skating up along the left side. He's got Vinny Gisanti and Michael Fahey with him. Lawrence out for the Mules, sending it back to Shulin, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone. And it comes back to the point. Dan DuPont above the left circle, a wrist shot that goes wide. And Klein is going to hold on to that. 11-11 left to play, third period. Middlebury and Colby tied at two. 31 shots on goal for Colby, 15 for Middlebury. But Colby just getting the equalizer on a power play goal.
And they're winning the faceoff battle 30-15 as well.
So the faceoff to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Zach Hale taking the faceoff for Colby against Jimmy McKee. Won by McKee. And here comes Matt Danner of the Panthers into the defensive zone of Colby. A shot from above the right circle that Lawrence goes down to glove. He'll hold on to that. Exactly 11 minutes left to play in the third period. The two teams tied at two. And Jason, you get the sense that the next goal might be the one that decides this.
I was just going to say that.
Mike Rudolph taking the face-off against Jimmy McKee. Won by Rudolph. Back to Justin Grillo, who skies it. And Klein has to come into play at McDonald, bringing some pressure. The senior left wing from Westford Academy in Westford, Massachusetts, coming in on Klein and giving him a little extra snow there.
And if you're Middlebury, just try to win this faceoff and knock it out of the zone. Don't make Klein have to face another shot.
Mike Rudolph taking the faceoff here against Owen Powers. Won by Powers into the left corner. Justin Grillo and Brendan Dawson in the corner battling for the puck along with Mike Rudolph, who centers it. He's looking for McDonald, and that dangerously bounced in front. Grillo skating above the right circle. He's looking to wrist it. A shot, a nice block by Dawson as it goes into the right corner. McDonald with the puck for Colby. Their circuit centered in front, and Rudolph was not able to get a great shot off. And a pass across to Stahlhuth. A great job breaking that up by Charlie Parsons. And that's sent out. And Rudolph breaking up a long pass. Although here comes Mitch Allen dumping it into the Colby zone. Charlie Parsons sending it into the right corner as it comes along the boards. Grillo tries to send it out. It comes out into neutral ice, where it is picked up by McDonald. For Colby, sends it back to Cozzolito as McDonald loses the puck. Cozzolito skating up. send it into the Middlebury zone, where Lawrence comes out to play it for Colby. He sends a rink-wide pass. Sends a rink-wide pass over to Stahl with a whole bunch of action in front.
Jeremiah looked to dive on the puck, too.
And we have just been a... There is a... I believe a penalty shot has just been assessed. That is a penalty shot has been assessed.
I heard Jeremiah look to dive on the puck, too. Because I don't think Klein knew where it was.
So... Let me set the stage for you here. 9:38 left to play in the third period. A penalty shot has just been assessed. So the officials at center ice discussing it. And so it looks like Keenan Scott is going to be taking this for the Colby College Mules. Scott, with 4 goals, 9 assists, and 13 points on the season. He's looking for number 5 as he breaks in on Klein, and Klein makes the stop. And I have to be honest with you, Jason, I've seen a lot better penalty shots than that.
Yeah, he didn't get enough on it. Just kind of tossed it in there. Thought it would wind up a little bit more.
Thought there would be a little bit better effort on that, but again, kudos to Stephen Klein for stopping that. The face-off to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Mario Benicchi taking the face-off against Vinny Gisante, won by Gisante. Back in the corner, Nick O'Connor with the puck for Colby behind Klein. Now in the right corner, Benicchi with the puck. He gets it over to Nick O'Connor, his center. Back to the point, Dan DuPont sends it behind the net. Where right wing Keenan Scott with a drive that Klein goes down to grab. And Nick O'Connor got off a point blank shot from right in front of goaltender Stephen Klein. And Jason, one of the things that I am noticing as we hit the 9:10 mark of the third period, Colby has 36 shots on goal.
Klein just keeps having to turn him aside. He's played a great game so far.
He absolutely has. Andrew Reese with a shot for Colby that goes wide. It comes to the left side as David Bellucci sends it up to Matt Danner. Looking for Bellucci. Clitorinos with the puck for Colby as he skates along the right side. Clitorinos into the zone looking for his partner Rourke. And Matt Danner sending it across to Danny Tye. Danner with the puck in the left corner. Clitorinos picking it up, taking that from him. And they send it out of the zone. Frank Cozzolito for Middlebury, dumping it back in. Lawrence out again for Colby. Middlebury with a delayed offsides, and so Colby is able to get their play set up here. Michael Decker with the puck for the Mules behind goaltender Sean Lawrence, who's been pretty active tonight. Decker sends up a pass over to Houston. Bounces off something, and it is picked up by Brett Dineen, who sends it over to Owen Powers, dumps it back in the left corner, and Lawrence out again for Colby along the boards to Griffin Fadden. Middlebury looking to center, over to Powers with a shot that he tries to get off, and is blocked, over to Dineen. A wrist shot, that goes wide. Owen Powers at the left circle with a wrist shot, and that is blocked. Middlebury doing a nice job getting pressure here. The Mules can't get it out. It bounces over Lawrence, goes into the right corner. Powers with the puck for Middlebury. He is crushed by Andrew Reese. And Reese hit him pretty hard from behind, and you know that the Panthers are going to take exception to that.
Yeah, and Reese still getting into it after the whistle, just a little bit of a push after the whistle.
And I'll tell you something, having been a referee, I'm not so sure that there was initially going to be a penalty on that.
You think they were just going to break him up?
I'm not really sure, but his arm did not go up right away. It was one of those penalties that I think he thought about. So, a penalty coming at an inopportune time for Colby. However, that being said, the Middlebury power play this season, as we know, Jason, has not been terrific, operating at only 2.4%. So it's a boarding penalty to Andrew Reese. It comes at 7:33 of the third period, and this is a fabulous opportunity for the Panthers to not only get the power play going, and the Panthers have just taken a penalty in the left corner. Referee's arm goes up, and there goes the power play.
And now we're going to skate 4-on-4.
We will skate 4-on-4. Ryan Ash taking a penalty. And I believe that is a holding penalty. So the teams will skate 4-on-4 for a minute 50, and then Colby will get a 10-second power play. The face-off to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Nick O'Connor taking a face-off.
Middlebury penalty.
And right in front, a wraparound that is...
Ryan Ash. He receives 2 minutes for boarding.
Justin Grillo taking that right off the face-off, trying to wrap that around, and Klein making a stop.
And Ryan Ash has also received 2 minutes for boarding.
And Grillo discussing pleasantries with Brendan Dawson, who wasn't too happy with that shot. And so it looks like we have some more penalties here. Looks like Grillo will be going to the box with Brendan Dawson.
The official's taking control of the game.
Yeah, you like to see that because this was starting to get pretty chippy. I'm sure those will be matching minors.
Yeah.
So this should still be 4-on-4. Let's set the stage for you here. The 7:13 left to play third period. 2-2 Middlebury and Colby. 4-on-4 right now. Stahlhuth with the puck for Colby after Mike Rudolph won the faceoff against Owen Powers. And Stahlhuth along the right side dumping it in. It's in the right corner right now. Rudolph still with the puck, trying to hold it in. Stahlhuth can't, and it comes to neutral ice. Stahlhuth again over the big Colby C, dumping it in to Cam McDonald. Over to Rudolph, and it goes over the net.
Number two, Brendan Dawson. Both received 2 minutes for roughing. Having the penalty to all 4-7 of the third period.
And DuPont for Colby with the puck deep in his defensive zone. Billy Overby for Colby, trying to get it out, and he almost turned that over, tried to send it out, but it was picked up by Owen Powers, who got a shot off. As we hit 6:25 of the third period, 2-2, Middlebury and Colby. And again, Justin Grillo and Brendan Dawson, two-minute minors for roughing. So the team skating at four aside for 51 seconds, and then Colby will get a 10-second power play. Vinny Gisanti taking the face-off against Phil Clitorinos. It's sent back to the point for Houston, who loses it to Gisanti, who's looking to center it. Gisanti wrapping it around and no one home. And Houston gets it out, dumps it deep into the zone. Phil Clitorinos trying to send it into the Middlebury zone to get something going there, but they have iced the puck. And so that will come back down. 6:04 left to play third period. 2-2 Middlebury and Colby.
30 seconds left of skating 4-on-4.
So Houston taking the face-off against Jimmy McKee, won by McKee. He sends it in front. Oh, and a big save by Lawrence. Lawrence did a nice job going down to take away the bottom of the net. He got that with the right leg. He's seen enough of that. He'll hold on to that. So again, 5:58 left to play third period. Middlebury and Colby tied at 2. The face-off to the right of goaltender Sean Lawrence. Jimmy McKee taking the face-off for Middlebury against Mike Rudolph. For Colby, won by Rudolph. Back behind the Colby net, Thomas Stahlhuth with the puck for Colby. Loses it back to the point, and it's picked off by Bellucci, and we have a breakaway. Keenan Scott on Klein. Oh, and a big save by Klein. And Middlebury ices the puck. David Bellucci tried to send the pass back in, and it deflected off of something, and Keenan Scott was off to the races. Scott with some good hands. 4 goals, 9 assists for 13 points on the season. And he may have had the game on a stick right there. A big stop by goaltender Stephen Klein. The faceoff deep in the Colby zone. Nick O'Connor taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. Won by Powers. Colby has it now in the corner. Mario Benicchi behind Klein. Sends it over to Scott. Centers it in front and it goes wide. Nick O'Connor with the puck back to the point. Over to Holly. It's in the right corner. And Holly with the puck now for Colby, trying to center it. He's got Stahlhoof at the point. It's sent in front. It goes wide. Colby trying to get something set up. Decker with a shot. That goes wide. Broken up by Ryan Ash. All the penalties are over, so everybody's back at 5-on-5 and everybody available. 4:38 left to play third period. Middlebury and Colby tied at 2. One of the captains, Dan DuPont, behind the net for Colby, sends it over to Michael Decker, who bounces it off the boards as it goes into the Middlebury zone. Brett Dineen back for Middlebury behind Klein. Skates along the right side. DuPont doing a nice job keeping it in as Dineen has to go back to get it. And if Middlebury hurries, they'll have a 3-on-2 here as it comes into the Colby defensive zone. Charlie Parsons along the boards in the corner. And it is broken up by Shulin, who skates into the Middlebury zone, the right side. Nice job by the Middlebury defense. Frank Cosolito doing a nice job forcing him outside as Klein has seen enough of that. And he will hold on. The story of the game tonight, as it's been for most of the season, goaltender Stephen Klein, who has stopped not only a penalty shot, but a breakaway.
He's spectacular.
Mike Rudolph taking the faceoff against Vinny Gisanti. Won by Gisanti back into the left corner. Gisanti again with the puck, sends it over to Michael Fahey, and Middlebury is offsides. So 3:53 left to play in this third period. 2-2. On the scoreboard, 38 shots for Colby, 19 for Middlebury. The faceoff just outside the Colby defensive zone. Gisanti against Rudolph, won by Rudolph. Back to Grillo. Sends it over to Sean Holly, who dumps it in. He brings it into the Middlebury zone. Holly pinching in. Holly behind the net. Grillo with the puck now. Cam McDonald with the puck for Colby. Deep in the Middlebury defensive zone as they try to center it, and a great job by the Panthers breaking that up. As it comes back out, Michael Fahey with the puck for Middlebury along the right side in his defensive zone. Bouncing it off the boards, looking for Matt Danner as it comes into the Middlebury zone. Four Colby Mules trying to break that up. Danner does a nice job getting it over to Jimmy McKee, and Colby can't get it out. Danny Tye back behind Sean Lawrence. Thomas Stahlhoof for Colby, dumping it into the defensive zone of Middlebury along the boards. Danny Tye for Middlebury dumps it in. Matt Danner deep in the Colby zone. It's picked up by Andrew Reese, who sends it across to Nick O'Connor. Over to a streaking Keenan Scott, who comes in on Klein. And a lot of traffic in front. A loose puck. Bodies flying everywhere as Mario Benicchi has got the puck, but he can't get it in front. A great job by the Panthers stopping anything from going on as the puck comes out to the point. Decker for Colby trying to get a shot off. Decker with a shot. And we've got Benicchi at the left circle trying to center in front for Decker, and that is broken up by Middlebury. Nick O'Connor along the boards as he sends it out. Over to a streaking Mitch Allen. And Middlebury's got the puck. Mitch Allen deep in the zone. He sends it across to Cosolito at the right shot. A shot, and they score! Frank Cosolito taking advantage of some sloppy play in the Colby defensive zone, and he beats Lawrence 5-hole.
Just above the right circle. A great shot there.
Just above the right circle. You are 100% correct. 1:52 left to play in this third period. Middlebury with a 3-2 lead. That third goal coming on their 20th shot of the game. Still a lot of time left, though. Houston taking the faceoff against Powers, won by Houston. Back to Dan DuPont, who sends it over to Houston. And as Colby has brought a lot of pressure in this game, you can expect them to do that. They face the puck deep in the faceoff deep in the Colby zone behind Klein.
With an assist to number 9, Owen Powers.
And Pausolito. And here comes a breakaway for Charlie Parsons. He's taken down. And here comes Colby on a 4-on-2 if they hurry. And Philip Clitorinos getting a shot off. And that shot went into the netting. So there's a minute 14 left, and I believe Colby is pulling their netminder with a minute 14 left for the extra attacker.
Yeah, it's about that time, Bruce. A little bit of extracurriculars in front of the Colby bench.
Yeah, well, this is one of the times when the referees are going to make sure to keep a clamp on this. Minute 14 is a lot of time left, and they're still talking about what the situation is here. So we'll set this up for you. Minute 14 left to play in the third period. Middlebury leading Colby 3-2. Shots on goal in the game. 39 for Colby, 21 for Middlebury. But again, Middlebury leading 3-2. And the third Middlebury goal credited to Frank Cosolito. And the assist to Mitchell Allen. That goal coming at 18:08 of the third period. All right, so, well, I don't know if they've called any penalties yet. They're still talking about this, but for the Colby College Mules, they've brought a lot of pressure this game. Let's see what they can bring here. All right, looks like there's no penalties. 6-on-5 in terms of a skating advantage. Mike Rudolph taking the faceoff for Colby against Vinny Gisanti. You got Thomas Stallhuth and Michael Decker at the points for Colby. They're going to try to go back here and get a shot off. And it's won by Gisanti, a big faceoff win back in the corner.
Patrick Miners, Bruce.
Number 29, Charlie Parsons. And for Colby, number 33, Sean.
All right, so the faceoff is back behind. The faceoff is to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein.
114 left in the third period.
And as Jason so eloquently just said ago, matching Miners. A moment ago, Charlie Parsons for Middlebury, Zach Hale for Colby. 2 minutes each for roughing. The penalties coming at 18:46 of the third.
1 minute.
You got Mike Rudolph for Colby taking the faceoff against Gisanti. Won by Gisanti back into the corner. Again, the Colby net open as they center it. Stallhuth at the right circle with a shot. Oh, and it hit the post. Hit the top of the post. Mike Rudolph. And the Panthers trying to clear it out. They cannot get it out. It's over to Decker at the point, and it's shot in.
And Bellucci knocked it away before it got to Klein.
All right, and Stallhuth for Colby dumping it in. 25 seconds left as Middlebury sends the puck into the stands, and so the faceoff will again come deep in the Middlebury defensive zone. 21.6 seconds left to play in the third period. Teams are skating 5-on-5. This faceoff is coming to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. And Middlebury has taken a timeout here, which I think is a wise decision considering how much action has been in front of the Middlebury net tonight. So 21.6 seconds left. Middlebury leading Colby 3-2. Right now the difference in this game, a great shot by Frank Cosolito off a pass from Mitchell Allen. That goal coming at 18:08 of the third period, right through the five hole, beating goaltender Sean Lawrence, giving Middlebury a 3-2 lead. Shots on goal in this game, 40 for Colby, 21 for Middlebury. And goaltender Stephen Kline tonight has been spectacular.
Yeah, he's been absolutely unbelievable, and he just needs one or two more saves. Middlebury just needs one or two more whacks down the ice. Again, it's an open net for Colby. So just get it down there, and it could trickle in, and that could end the game.
Yeah, well, this is a big face-off, and it'll come to the right of goaltender Stephen Kline. So what the Colby Mules will probably try to do here is get it back to the point quickly, get some traffic in front, and try to get an ugly goal, a deflection, a missed pass perhaps, but again, only 21.6 seconds left, but that is a lot of time.
Yeah, it is a lot
of
time.
So you can get a decent shot off here. You can get a good play set up, which is what they're probably doing, designing a play.
They got to win the faceoff first.
So Mike Rudolph, one of the captains for Colby, taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. And again, the Colby net is empty. And now Colby is going to take a timeout. This is a very important game for the Middlebury Panthers, again, as they are 1-7 in the conference, 3 points right now out of a playoff spot. And again, a win tonight sets them up for their game tomorrow against the Bowdoin College Polar Bears at 4 o'clock. A game that you, of course, can hear right here on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. But, Jason, if the Panthers are able to win this game, big change in the mentality.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, again, they just need one or two more knocks out of the zone. You know Klein's going to have to make one or two more saves.
Well, he's played very well tonight. When we do our three stars, can't let the cat out of the bag yet, but right now, he's the number one star of this game by far.
It's looking pretty good to me.
Well, you got to recap the type of game that he's had. He stopped 40 shots. Excuse me, he stopped 38 shots. Okay, he's also stopped a penalty shot and a breakaway.
And Bowdoin, by the way, beat Williams 4-1. That game's the final. Middlebury's opponent tomorrow.
So again, this game taking on even a little bit more importance because you're running out of season to get those conference wins. And for the Panthers, this would be a huge win. And so, we've got 21.6 seconds left in the third period. The face-off to the right of goaltender Stephen Kline. Owen Powers taking the face-off and winning it. Eric Jeremiah trying to clear it out, and he doesn't. And it bounces off, and it hits McDonald. Back to the left circle, a drive. They're able to keep it in. A shot, and it's blocked. And a shot again, and they missed the net. And it comes along the side. For a second there, it looked like it might have gone in, but Kline doing a nice job freezing that up. Talk about exciting. 5 seconds left in the third period. Middlebury leading Colby 3-2. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK. And believe it or not, Jason, this is still a lot of time to get a play set up here, but they're going to have to win it cleanly, and they do. And it comes to the point. It's blocked in front, and a shot, and that is it. That is it. Middlebury has defeated Colby 3-2, a huge win for the Middlebury College Panthers. A gut check game. One of the best games of the season they have played. We'll be back to talk about it right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So, why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition. Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
If you have listened to our games on WVTK this season, the Middlebury College Panther hockey games, you have heard us talk about ebbs and flows in seasons. You'll have times during the season where the games go really well. You'll have times where they don't go really well. There are also games during the season that define what that year's team is going to do. And that is exactly what's happened tonight here at the Alfond Rink on the campus of Colby College, where the Middlebury College Panthers have beaten the Colby College Mules 3-2 in a game that was amazingly exciting to watch. And Jason, if I'm hoarse, it's because I've been yelling, because this was a really exciting game.
The question that Middlebury has to answer going into tomorrow against Bowdoin, again with a 4-1 win over Williams, who the team that stands directly in front of them at ninth place in the NESCAC, is why were they a different team tonight? And to be honest, that's a question I can't really answer, but it's the one that Middlebury needs to figure out before 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, this game tonight, kind of a microcosm of the Panthers' season. They're a team that does not score a lot of goals, 1.5 goals a game. Their power play tonight struggled again. They were 0-2 on the power play. But somehow, we didn't get to do our three keys of the game because of time constrictions. But one of the keys for me tonight was forget the past losses and put together a solid game plan. And I feel like every game this season we have talked about Stephen Klein. And the season that this player has had, another game tonight where he was not only the best player on the ice, he was amazing in this game.
Yeah, he was absolutely amazing. He stopped the penalty shot and a breakaway. You can't say enough about him. He's definitely our top star of the game, spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, you know, and again, I think you're right. I think the Panthers do have some things to work on. I think that, again, 41 shots in the game tonight. Game total for Colby, 16 shots in the first period, 10 in the second, 15 in the third, game total of 41-22 for the Panthers. You yes. cannot keep giving up 40-plus shots a game and have your goaltender save you all the time. But that being said, before the game tonight, even though the Panthers are 3-11 overall. Klein has a save percentage of almost 91% and a goals against average of 3.26. I don't really even have any superlatives to talk about his play tonight, but
I'll give you a definitive. A hot goaltender is the hardest thing to stop in sports, and it's the most fortunate thing to have.
Well, I think that he played unbelievable tonight. And again, when you talk about leadership, when you talk about players standing up and carrying a team, you know, this is the type of team that can be very dangerous in the playoffs, because if you look at all the numbers, Colby should have won this game, and they didn't.
You're exactly right, but the question is, what team are we going to see tomorrow? And that's the question we don't know, and we don't know why we've seen a different team. We saw them beat Oswego 4-3, the number two team in the country, and we saw them beat St. Mike's the day before that, and then we saw them have tough losses against Trinity and Wesleyan. So the question is, team has to figure out, what is their true identity?
Well, what I think they're probably going to do tonight is probably celebrate this win and talk about what they need to do tomorrow. We really didn't have a pregame show tonight, but these are conference games. This was a huge win for this team. Again, let's just recap the scoring. After 40 minutes of play, it was 2-2, Colby and Middlebury. And then, late in the third period, 18-8 of the third period, Mitchell Allen, who has played terrific this season as well, sent a pass across that a streaking Frank Cozzolito, who to me is one of the unsung heroes on this team this season, he just let go a blast from the top of the right circle that made it 3-2 Middlebury. For Decker, and that is broken up by Middlebury. Nick O'Connor along the boards as he sends it out over to a streaking Mitch Allen. And Middlebury's got the puck. Mitch Allen deep in the zone. He sends it across to Cozzolito at the right shot. A shot, and they score! Frank Cozzolito taking advantage of some sloppy play in the Colby defensive zone, and he beats Lawrence 5-hole.
Just above the right circle. A great shot there.
Just above the right circle. You are 100% correct. 1:52 left to play in this third period. Middlebury with a 3-2 lead. And again, just a fantastic play by Frank Cozzolito. A big drive taking advantage of a defensive miscue by the Mules in their defensive zone in front of goaltender Sean Lawrence, who only had to make 19 saves, 22 shots, 19 saves. And he was very active tonight, coming out, setting up some passing plays, but a big win for Middlebury.
A huge win for Middlebury. And again, it all starts with goaltender Stephen Klein. But a great pass in front for Middlebury's second goal of the game, too, set up by Vinny Gisani to Camille Tkachuk. That's something that Middlebury needed to pay more attention to make more crisp passes. We talked about them having it in the other team's offensive zone, and that's great, right?
Absolutely.
But you need to do something with it. And they did something with it tonight. A momentum win, a win that they needed, and a win that they'll need to forget about in about 10 minutes from now because they got to focus on Bowden.
Yeah, we'll recap the game a little bit more, get into the NESCAC scoreboard. We'll also take a look at the NHL scoreboard and talk about what is going to be a huge game tomorrow. But again, we're going to take a break right here. The final score in what I meant was a gut check win for this hockey team. Middlebury has beaten Colby 3-2 from the Alfond Arena in Waterville, Maine. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bibbets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum Credit Card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward Credit Card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
I am going to need a throat lozenge after games like this. Bruce Eamon, Jason Wexler live from the Alphond Rink, Waterville, Maine, the home of the Colby College Mules, where the Middlebury College Panthers have beaten Colby College 3-2 in a game that was not short of excitement, Jason.
No, you're exactly right. And a big momentum win for Middlebury and a big third period goal.
Yeah, it was an absolutely wonderful game. The games like this are very exciting to watch because there's ebbs and flows. There's players coming out and really just staking their claim to being the team MVP. And I've said this to you many times this season, on and off the air. I do think Stephen Klein is the most valuable player on this team, and I think he has put this team on his back. I said to you after the Holiday Classic wins in the games against St. Michael's and Oswego, where Middlebury played a tremendous game, that he was the MVP, and he was the MVP of that tournament. Tonight, he just solidified, in my mind, his status as the team's MVP. 41 shots, 39 saves. Just a big win.
And a great player like that gives your team a chance to win every night. We already said he's our top star. So where does that leave us?
Well, let's do it the right way. The three stars.
You're the math guy. You're the numbers
guy. I am the numbers guy. The third star tonight from the Panthers with an assist, number 18, Vinny Gisanti. Vinny is one of the players for Middlebury that is the straw that stirs the drink, so to speak. He is always Charlie Hustle. He is he's one of my favorite players on the team. A lot of energy, always positive. He set up the second goal for Middlebury. He is our third star of the game. Our second star of the game, what do you think?
Well, I just want to chime in on that Gisanti assist because, again, it looked like it was going to be a shot in front and a quick whip to the side for Camille Tkachuk, and that really got the goaltender off balance. It's all about the passing to me. You know that.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and that's a good point. Gisanti setting up Camille Tkachuk's goal at 3:44 of the second period. And our second star, got to be Frank Cozzolito, the sophomore defenseman from Medfield, Massachusetts, with just a howitzer from the top of the right circle. See, I can use big words, too. A howitzer from the top of the right circle off a fantastic pass from Mitchell Allen, who also played a great game. Frank, our second star of the game tonight. And that leads us to number one. And, you know, as you said, Jason, really no question.
Yeah, and it has to be Stephen Klein. Again, a great player, gives his team a chance to win every single night. Just putting the team on his back, stopping a breakaway and a penalty shot.
Yeah. Just a great game by him. And, I saw him earlier this week, downtown Middlebury. And I was talking to him about the team, and he was so upbeat about how they're doing. And it's just good to see him be successful again. So, again, Stephen Klein, the senior goaltender from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, the number one star here on Middlebury College Panther Hockey. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap things up also. We'll take a look at the NESCAC score. We'll take a look at the NHL scoreboard and also preview our game tomorrow against the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. The final score from the Alphond Rink here at Colby College, though, 3-2. You're listening, 3-2 in favor of Middlebury, by the way. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll to the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Alphond Rink on the campus of Colby College, where the Middlebury College Panthers have beaten the Colby College Mules. A great game that you heard right here on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Stephen Klein with a gut check win in net for the Panthers tonight. 41 shots, 39 saves. Frank Cozzolito, the game-winning goal tonight, coming at 18:08 of the third period. An exciting game, Jason.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And a 3-2 win. And the only damper on this game is we're going to check the NESCAC scores in just a second. A 4-1 win for the Bowdoin College Polar Bears, who beat Middlebury 2-0 in the second game of the season for Middlebury. And Middlebury looking for revenge against a team they need to beat in terms of the standings to get themselves into postseason contention.
Yeah, well, we called tonight a must-win game, and they did win 3-2. And again, tomorrow the game right here on WVTK against the Polar Bears up in Brunswick. That game at 4 o'clock, the pregame show right here on 92.1 WVTK. Some other action in the NESCAC tonight, though. Trinity beating Tufts 4-1, as mentioned. Bowdoin beating Williams 4-1. Conn College over Wesleyan 3-2 in overtime. And again, here, the Middlebury Panthers beating Colby 3-2. Jason, let's take a look at the NHL out-of-town scoreboard.
Yeah, just three games in action. Canadiens and the Capitals going at it. That game, 0-0 at the end of the first. Oh, wait a minute. My phone didn't update. I beg your pardon. It was 0-0 at the end of the first. Now it's 1-1 at the end of the second. Golden Knights and the Panthers knotted at 2. 38 seconds to go in the second. And again, a 10 o'clock puck drop. The Kings taking on the Ducks.
So again, here from the Alphond Rink on the campus of Colby College. The Middlebury College Panthers beating the Colby College Mules 3-2. The game tomorrow here on WVTK, another important NESCAC battle as the Panthers look to climb in the standings and hopefully secure a playoff spot. And Jason, we call tonight a must win. The Panthers did win, and so tomorrow they need to go right back at it.
Tomorrow's a must win too. You can't focus on this win too much because you got a tough game coming up against Bowdoin.
Yeah, and it's going to be a game that I think the Panthers will certainly come out hard. I mean, they want revenge after that earlier season loss. And in terms of momentum and being excited, I'm pretty sure Stephen Klein will play net tomorrow. At least if I was the coach, he would be. But again, some important games coming up. We've got Bowdoin tomorrow, the next week, Connecticut College, Tufts, Wesleyan, Trinity, as the Panthers look to climb into the playoffs and hopefully secure a playoff spot. But it was exciting tonight.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And just Middlebury showing the type of team they can be.
Well, it was exciting. I'm hoping that I have my voice by tomorrow. I did a lot of yelling tonight, which is good. That means it was a good game and the Panthers won. Before we go, though, certainly want to thank everybody that makes these games possible. Our engineer, our boss, and operations manager, Jamie Dennis. God bless him for filling in for us for a little while. While we were stuck in traffic getting down here, 7.5 hours from Middlebury. So thank you, Jamie, for hopping on the radio and making fun of us. I like that. It was that was impressive. Also want to thank our amazing engineer, Jimmy Tai, who puts the game together and makes it sound fantastic. Really appreciate that. But that's going to do it for tonight. And for my broadcast partner Jason Wexler, from the Alphon Drink here at Colby College, the final score, Middlebury College Panthers 3, the Colby College Mules 2. We'll see you tomorrow at 3:30 right here on 92.1 WVTK as the Panthers take on the Bowdoin College Polar Bears in another NESCAC battle. Good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lethrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.